Airbus is working on an autonomous flying car. In a wide-eyed announcement, Airbus has stated that it is developing autonomous flying urban transportation to alleviate the traffic congestion seizing cities across the globe. According to the company, by the year 2030, 60% of the world's population will live in cities, an increase of 10% in urban inhabitants. Citing the megacity of Sao Paulo, Brazil as a harbinger of things to come, Airbus says that in 2014 rush hour traffic in the megalopolis wound through 344 kilometers of the city streets. The result of those traffic jams? $31 billion in lost productivity. Sao Paulo isn't the only megacity that's experiencing increasing gridlock. Tokyo, Manila, Mumbai, Ho Chi Minh City, and London have all seen an increase in traffic problems. In an effort to take commuters off the surface roads, Airbus has tasked A3, its in-house innovation incubator, with developing an autonomous urban flying transportation platform for individual passengers and cargo transport. Named Vahana, the A3 project seems to already be at a fairly advanced stage, as Airbus claims that Vahana flight tests will commence by the end of 2017. But as we've seen with autonomous cars, building a transportation system that can pilot itself isn't the easiest task to accomplish. Still, A3's project leader, Ryan Lyasov, remains confident that Vahana will arrive sooner than many expect. Many of the technologies needed, such as batteries, motors, and avionics, are most of the way there, said Lyasov. However, Lyasov did hedge his confidence a bit, mentioning that sense and avoid technology still isn't available for aircraft, but in the same breath stated that's one of the bigger challenges we aim to resolve as early as possible. As Lyasov imagines it, a Vahana project would operate similar to ride-sharing applications like Uber and Lyft. Users would use a smartphone to hail an autonomous craft, and within short order they'd be spirited to their destination. In as little as 10 years, we could have products on the market that revolutionize urban travel for millions of people, said Lyasov. But, even if Airbus can work out all of the engineering kinks that come along with a project of this complexity, there's one other hurdle that the company will have to cover. Where will the vehicle be field tested? It's hard to imagine that a major city would be willing to open its skies to a fleet, or even a handful, of unproven, autonomous flying cabbies. Maybe the company will be able to find some ruined town in some far-off land, or even convince a country like China to allow one of its ghost cities to be the test site for new craft. Either way, there's going to be some serious cajoling happening if Vahana is to ever be road-tested. Still, Airbus should be applauded for taking the idea of autonomous urban flying transportation seriously. Though the idea seems far off today, it could present a real solution to tomorrow's traffic problems. Plus, hoping an autonomous flying transport to a show, party, or even work would be incredible. For more on flying car technology, find out how Lilium aims to make personal home aircraft a reality.